here's a story from The World.
The West Coast of the U.S. might be on track for yet another record wildfire year. On the other side of the Northern Hemisphere, things are also bad. In the eastern Siberian province of Yakutia, intense wildfires have been burning day after day since June. Several million acres impacted so far this year. Here's The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler.
A blanket of smoke engulfed the regional capital of Yakutsk this month. Residents were urged to stay home, and an airport and highway had to be temporarily shut down due to low visibility. Many of the blazes are in remote areas of Yakutia, formerly known as the Sakha Republic. Volunteers are helping to fight fires closer to cities and towns. One of the difficulties is dealing with the smoke, volunteer firefighter Konstantin Brodnikov told Russia's NTV news channel last week. When you come close to the fire, when the earth under you is hot, he said, it's like smoldering sand. Independent scientist Sergei Zimov says there hasn't been much wind, so smoke has just sat over cities and villages. It's even reached his research station more than 100 miles away from the biggest fires above the Arctic Circle.
Therefore, there was maybe 5 or 7 days when we did not see the sun.
On our Zoom call, he showed me the gray sky outside his window.
I can see it just from the window of my study. It's not so pleasant to breathe.
Like the western U.S., this part of Siberia saw a stretch of hot, dry weather this summer, topping 100 degrees Fahrenheit, or nearly 40 degrees Celsius. Siberian wildfire expert Yelena Kukovskaya says that's creating high-risk fire conditions.
Those days when they had the temperature reach 40 degrees Celsius, they have like 7,100 fires burning one day.
That's 7,100 fires. Last year was even worse when fires burned above the Arctic Circle through the beginning of winter. But carbon emissions are especially high right now, says scientist Mark Parrington. He's been monitoring the fires in Yakutia via satellite with Europe's main atmospheric monitoring program.
The emissions we're seeing now, only two-thirds of the way through the season, those totals are actually higher than the full season totals of every other year back to 2003, apart from 2020.
Parrington says emissions from this one region of Russia are similar to those from wildfires across North America. Weather patterns at the top of the globe typically mean that either North America or Russia will have a bad wildfire year.
Generally, it kind of works a bit as a coin flip, but this year we are seeing fires in both.
Jessica McCarty directs the Geospatial Analysis Center at Miami University in Ohio. She says fires are nothing new to Siberian forests, but like in North America, the fire season is getting longer.
We're seeing fires as early as late April, early May, even when there's still ice in the rivers, in the lakes. And we're seeing fires that extend well into the end of fall and the beginning of winter. And so fires are still burning past when the first snow is expected.
Permafrost is also changing in Siberia. It's starting to thaw in some places. When it does, peat, partly decayed plant matter that covers the ground in wetlands, can thaw and dry out. And when it dries, peat is highly flammable.
Essentially, it's just like those peat logs that you go and buy at Kroger to throw on your bonfire. That is what is burning. And then, of course, as it burns, it can cause more permafrost to thaw, and essentially it sets up an area that can then be burned again in the next year.
Just how much peatlands are drying and burning isn't yet clear. Thomas Smith, a peatland expert at the London School of Economics, says it does look like some peat is burning this season. Videos from Yakutia show already burned forests still emitting smoke.
It appears to be emanating from the ground. And that would suggest that the soil is on fire. It's very characteristic of a peat fire if you still see the smoke billowing out of the ground.
In the last two fire seasons, Smith says about half of the fires were located on peatland. But it would take more on-the-ground research to understand just how much the ground itself is burning. Forests can recover from wildfires, Smith says, but
the problem with peat fires, though, is that peat soil has taken hundreds or thousands of years to accumulate. And so when you burn the peat soil, the carbon dioxide that's produced, the greenhouse gases that are produced, enter the atmosphere, and it will be millennia before that carbon is resequestered in peat soils if those peat soils ever recover in the first place.
Figuring out the extent of the damage in Russia will be key to understanding how much these kinds of wildfires are likely to fuel climate change. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
From PRX.